KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. At Tuesday's Montezuma County Board of Health meeting, Bridge Director Lori Knutson shared concerns about how to safely reopen the emergency shelter during the coronavirus pandemic. It closed for the season in May. The director said intake is just one of the health risks, as staff members are in close physical contact while assessing guests. As of now, staff at the Bridge have cloth masks that have been donated, but they would also like to have access to medical gowns. Officials from the county health department said increased testing at the shelter is possible upon Knutson's request and would coordinate to do so in September. Knutson is also worried about an increased number of people experiencing homelessness as tenants, without government support, fall behind on rental payments and face evictions. President Jonathan Nez is urging the public to not relax in the Navajo Nation's fight against the coronavirus as cases surge in surrounding areas. The nation's health department has reported a steady number of new cases and a slight downward trend. Nez said in a town hall Tuesday that he understands the fatigue from following public health orders, including a nightly curfew.
We got to continue to do that. I know it's being repetitive. Every time we come to you, you hear this, and you get tired of it, I'm sure.
Nez and the Department of Health have attributed the slowing of new cases to the compliance of orders requiring masks in public and limiting public gatherings to 5 people. The latest public health order also advises visitors to avoid traveling through the nation. This is KSJD News.